The Community Action Partnership of Sonoma County has begun hosting weekly Conversations on Race. The series supports the partnership's mission to fight racism in Sonoma County. In the most recent conversation, Vince Harper, Director of Community Engagement, interviews Reuben Scott. He's the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. In this excerpt, Scott starts by talking about how the black community in Sonoma County responded to the murder of George Floyd and the nationwide movement that followed.
I believe that the people, the black people in our community, they responded in a lot of different ways. They've been upset, they're angered, frustrated, but they're also mobilizing in a way that we've never seen before. So we're coming together and we're coming together and we're trying to organize and work together for a benefit of all humans and mankind inside of Sonoma County. I see conversations that never took place before. I see dialogue, I see faith and relationships. I see community building together. So I see a lot of positives that have came from this situation. And I see a lot of positive that's going to happen in the future, from this, because of this situation. So in the black community, I see a lot of promise. I see a lot of hope. But it's coming from our young people. So I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it come. I hear the despair in the elder generation. But if they can hold on, then they can see that we are actually making change day by day. Unlike any other time in life, we're seeing change coming in policies and legislation. So it's a different time. We're seeing a movement come from the young people whose voices were shut out of society. And I'm excited.
So do you feel that the new movement will make progress on the issue of racial equity? And then the second part of that is, how do we keep the momentum going? Because we've seen in the past where there's been an incident that occurred and there's people, you know, coming to the streets, albeit this is much, much bigger as of late. But how do we keep that momentum going and not get lost on and unfocused on things that don't matter as much?
The only way that we can build equity is when we start getting funds allocated, resources and property to the black community, and is going towards the individuals in a black community that are actually doing the building and development. The only way we can see equity is if we land up getting property, which such as a rec center, or we have mental health facilities that help target people of color. You know, you deal with different social and cultural traumas in society. So we need things that are going to be able to be therapeutic for the African diaspora in general. And 9 times out of 10, that comes with a financial equity portion, because we need property. We need to be able to house our 18 to 24 year olds who are going through this delicate transitional period. And we have to have, so when it comes to equity, we have to have a commission that will allow us to go ahead and come together, at least 7 individuals, so we can allocate funds that if we can get from the city in an equity trust, to build our community. With that being said, how do we keep the momentum going with the young people? I believe that if we create a platform in which we have constant dialogue and we're help developing them as organizations, allow their voices to be heard, but create a positive platform in which we can see that voice is going to that targeted audience, such as the mayor, and that he's able to listen, then I think that we can continue to keep a positive movement, and we can have a way of building our community, especially our youth, in a positive direction.
That was Reuben Scott, president of the local chapter of the NAACP, speaking with Vince Harper. You can hear the full conversation at norcalpublicmedia.org.